When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Yeah, I have to tell you, I am so excited that we are here today on June the 28th, which is this lovely Tuesday. You know, we are on the verge of going in to, the month of July, but we can talk a little bit about that here in just a little bit. And as I have been looking around and thinking, and, you know, we talk about this world of safety, not just sometimes, but all the time. And don't get me wrong, this conversation will not change as we do this show. Believe me, there's been thoughts and processes and talking about everything here on One Way, Shape, or Form, but we do talk a lot about safety because, you know, it is the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. But with that being said, here's the fun part. Have you ever noticed that when we talk more and more about safety, we always have to have that conversation too of why do people not adapt or take a look at it unless something significant or catastrophic normally happens before they start taking a look at it? So with that being said, I thought that maybe today we take a look at why do we like adrenaline so much? The excitement, enthusiasm, and their mindset. So as we talk about this, maybe we should start off with this, the meta description. What is it about adrenaline that makes some people risk their lives for a rush? So as I talk about this today, I really want you to open your mind and probably take a look at some other things as we are talking about this. And you're probably going to sit back for a moment and go, well, how is this safety related? Maybe as you take a listen to some of this stuff, it will make sense as we tie it all in together. As you are aware, some people do enjoy a quiet, relaxed Sunday afternoon drinking hot tea while snuggled in their favorite blanket or reading a book. A dream come true for most, but others, however, can't wait for the weekend for a different reason. It's their chance to finally do something super exciting for them. Jump with a parachute, swim with sharks, take a walk on the edge of the roof. Activities like that that make these people feel, you know, right at home. We're talking about adrenaline junkies, of course, and oh boy, do they have some exciting times. And let me talk about some of their mindsets and how it works as we talk about this. So what is happening in the brain? Maybe this is where we need to start off with this conversation. When we experience something exciting or scary, our brain releases some hormone inside of there. And that's what what's going on. This is the substance that is the fight or flight that turns triggers to multiple reactions to our body. The air passages in our body dilate, which allows our muscles to receive higher levels of oxygen. Respectively, our blood vessels contract, allowing us to redirect the blood flow into our heart and lungs, which turns an increased heart rate. Also with this, it leads to our body feeling alert, sensitive, and excited. Another chemical in the brain releases is norepinephrine. This is responsible for the feeling of euphoria and happiness, and some studies suggest that it can be addictive. Yeah, that's not a joke as I say that. This is considered to be leading cause why most people start searching for extreme activities for there to come across them. With those two substances explained, let's talk a little bit about the namesake of the chemical adrenaline. The chemical is produced as by the adrenal glands, which sits right above your kidneys. It can be released in mere seconds after the brain sends out the command, which is why we have the adrenaline rush all at one time. What does this substance does? Well, that's the difference between epinephrine and non-epinephrine. It's that decreases our sensitivity to pain, but increases our physical output. It also makes us more focused on certain of our decisions about the cause of the boost. To put it simply, the chemicals of our brain releases these recognizes a dangerous situation are the reasons why we feel so alert, which turns out to make us a little more similar to these situations. I mean, think about this for a moment. If you've ever watched any kind of a MMA match, you'll hear about how some of those people, as they're fighting, they talk right away afterwards that they have an adrenaline dump afterwards, or they make reference that during the fight, they did not feel that X was injured and how they continue on and there was no portion there that hurt. It's because that adrenaline that is going on at that time. So as we tie this a little bit into safety and go about some other aspects of it, let's talk about who exactly is an adrenaline junkie. This is a popular term that was used in the movie Point Break, if you want to go back that far, however. The people existed far before that. When we say adrenaline junkie, we generally referring to everyone who enjoys the high-risk activities for the rush that it brings to the actively searching for them. Although they are not classified as having any sort of addiction, those who experience adrenaline boosts on a regular basis, such as rock climbers, for examples, have been seen to show some withdrawal behavior when they stop climbing for a period of time. Surprisingly, many psychologists say that you don't need to be a skydiver or a bungee jumper to seek adrenaline rush. According to a study, people who live absolutely regular lives sometimes subconsciously change things in them in order to feel more excited. And this is kind of where this ties in a little bit more to what we're talking about. These shifts can include anything from how they approach deadlines to the people that they surround themselves with, and they can be done with or without conscious intent. It turns out that most of us all enjoy these changes that come with adrenaline rushes from time to time. Some people just have higher thresholds. So let's talk about this. So if people who don't engage in dangerous behavior can still be adrenaline junkies, how do we know who is and who isn't? Well, studies suggest that there are personality traits common for thrill seekers regardless of their active or inactive behavior. If someone is impulsive, creative, and curious, if they don't mind change and enjoy the novelty and complexities, chances are that they would be more adventurous to those who do not. Of course, the gravity of the emotion should be taken into consideration, seeing as it will most likely be a changing factor between people who are active thrill seekers and those who aren't. Generally speaking, however, these personality traits can be found in anyone who enjoys rush of that the adrenaline gives. So as you think about this, and we talk about this today, that's what I want you to give some consideration to as we are talking, because here's the gig. Just because people who interact with you or work with you might not adhere to some safety advice or follow some guidelines, it's not that they're purposely doing it, at least not in most occasions. Maybe it's this, that adrenaline junkie aspect of it that they are looking at. It maybe it's that adrenaline junkie aspect that they go, I'm trying to get that edge, trying to seek this thing that I did not know that I was looking for. It could be a subconscious thing that's going on. So if I can give you some final thoughts on this, okay, some excitement seeking turns out to be a bit of a gray area if you really think about it. Although there are some activities that objectively show the desire for adrenaline, they are not only a way that you can get the boost in the chemical. The one thing that is true about both types of excitement seekers is that they enjoy change and complexity, and it would be okay to go into uncharted territories. These are those that are actively seeking out specific situations to take part of stimulating activities, but it also is possible to find excitement by slightly changing their regular environment. So don't think about the next person as just being a rule breaker. It could just be that they are actually seeking their next adrenaline dump. Anyways, that's what I got for you today. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
Want more of the Jay Allen Show? Go to safetyfm.com.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.